Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
It seemed impossible, but I prayed with the lady anyway. We were at an important event and backstage, and the lady needed to visit with a leader who was going to be present to speak. And the reason why this certain leader could really help her with her very important mission. I offered to pray with her, and we prayed on the spot. As we lifted our heads and said amen, the leader rounded the corner, and lo and behold, he started to visit with her immediately. Now, that was so amazing. You know, we saw God answer, and he was even in the midst of answering our prayer in the way we'd hoped while we were praying. I mean, isn't that amazing? So God receives all the glory, and what a faith booster. I just wanted to share that with you. You know, his light cannot be stopped by dark situations. Are you in a dark time that seems impossible? It almost feels impossible to pray, like I mentioned in the story a little bit ago. Well, look up to Jesus, folks. He's the ever-brilliant King of Kings. I love this scripture, and I just have to share it with you. I'm kind of one of those people, if something ministers to my heart, I just have to share it. And so here's 1 Timothy 6:15-16. Which appearing will be shown forth in his own proper time by the blessed, only sovereign ruler, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who alone has immortality in the sense of exemption from every kind of death, and lives in unapproachable light, whom no man has ever seen or can see. Unto him be honor and everlasting power and dominion. Amen. So be it. Today, as with the lady at the event, it may feel impossible to pray. But pray anyway, folks. God's answer could be on the way. Fellow believers, let's remember this. No matter what happens, Romans 8:28 will happen. For the lady at the event, it seemed impossible, but we prayed anyway, and God answered even while we prayed. Now, this encouraged me because I've prayed for years about certain things and not seen the answer round the corner immediately. You know what I mean? So sometimes his answers baffle me, but praise God, he is sovereign. No matter how he answers and when, he does it out of his love, you see. And God's love overwhelms me. Wow. I mean, my vocabulary totally fails me when I try to describe the Lord. He loves you so much, and he loves me as well. And because of his love, Jesus came. And it says in an excerpt from Ephesians 2, verse 3, because of and in order to satisfy the great and wonderful and intense love with which he loved us. In conclusion, let's enjoy God's word as the final word for this devotional, on-air devotional, and for life. It says in Isaiah 30, verse 18, which I encourage you to embrace for 2012. It says in Isaiah 30, verse 18, and therefore, the Lord earnestly waits, expecting, longing, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. Think about that, expecting, looking, and longing to be gracious to you. And therefore, he lifts himself up that he may have mercy on you and show loving kindness to you. For the Lord is a God of justice. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied are all those who earnestly wait for him, who expect and look and long for him, for his victory, his favor, his love, his peace, his joy, and his matchless, unbroken companionship. See what I mean? Isn't that an amazing verse to grasp and claim for 2012? I encourage you to write it down and just focus on it, you know, memorize it, post it on your mirror, not your car mirror, but for instance, your bathroom mirror or something. Again, the reference for that, Isaiah 30, verse 18. And the prayer tip of the week is very similar. We're going through, first of all, 12 tips for a terrific 2012. It's a series of messages. And I just want to share, first of all, a prayer tip, and then I'll continue and we'll pray together like usual, okay? So this week's edition, I will include the first prayer tip for a terrific 2012. Be willing. Be willing to pray, even when it feels impossible. So here's the tip. It may feel impossible to pray, but pray anyway. Jesus said in Luke 18:27, what is impossible with men is possible with God. Regardless of what our natural foggy perspective might be, we must pray anyway. Things can look bad, but God remains good. So let's pray without ceasing. And with that first tip out of the 12 tips for a terrific 2012, let's pray. Let's pray anyway, even when it feels impossible to pray. Let's pray now. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your truth, for your love, for your word, that no matter what people throw at us in this world, you remain our firm foundation. We just ask you, Lord Jesus, to rule in our hearts. We open our hearts to you. Just come in and clean us out of anything that is not of you. We turn from doing things our way, and we release the past to you and the present and the future and ask you to be the Lord of our lives. And I pray especially for those in seemingly impossible, according to what people say, situations. And we pray for them right now. Just please encourage them, strengthen their faith in you. We pray that people would be drawn to yourself. Help, and please use us to do that. We love you, Lord, and we thank you that all things are possible for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.